您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 June is coming and college entrance exam is around the corner. For students in their final year of high school, this is the final hours of sweat and striving. And on the verge of the college entrance exam or 高考,almost every senior high school are sparing no effort to inspire their students, and some schools recently become the focus of interest because of their very special slogans. 又是一年高考季，各大高中都开始用尽办法为学生加油鼓励，而一些高中最近因为其霸气的高考标语而走红网络，引起了诸多的争论。So let's take a look at some of those slogans. Are they very interesting?
I think a lot of them are really sort of the smack in your face, very direct kind of messages that are being sent out. And the way they look like, I suppose, is that, you know, all these characters in white are being printed on red banners. And it's very obvious, and they are being placed in classrooms. A lot of them have very aggressive words, such as one extra point in Gaokao.1,000 fewer competitors.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so just with that one extra point, you beat so many people. And then study hard till you die or something. And oh, you poor...
I must have been studying hard.
Yeah, you must have.
Because I think I'm going to die any second.
No.
Yeah, some of these, I think some of them are quite good. That one more point.1,000 fewer competitors. I think this refers to the jobs market, does it? Or something like that. Or fewer competitors getting into the university.
Yeah,
that's right. And rush through a line, even if you are bleeding. And your family will be happy if you're exhausted.
Okay. This is crazy. Why would my family be happy if I'm exhausted?
I mean, I think maybe there's a bit of a loss in translation there. Originally, I think it's something like... You might be exhausted to death, but your family will gain happiness because you've achieved higher points in the Gaokao.
It makes sense in English as well. Do you know, my favorite one is this. I think it's so true. Perseverance, not intelligence, determines your future.
Mm. Well, that's one of the normal slogans, so to speak, which I think we need a little bit more. Because most of what's, well, obviously getting the media's attention are the really aggressive ones, and the so-called true reality ones. Give you an example here. Can you compete with the... second generation rich? I mean, you know, if you don't study hard, do you think you can compete with those people? You know, these very, I don't know, harsh and I think only to some extent reflect reality slogans also are very prevalent. And I think the question here is, do we actually need these things? Aren't these students exhausted, nervous, and, already? And do we still need more of this? I think it might have a counter effect on them.
I think the pressure when it comes to the Gaokao is so great anyway. Perhaps it, you know, I think these will perhaps be just seen by the students and then dismissed. Or I don't know. There's so much real pressure. I think this, I don't think this will affect them in too much. What do the parents think? Well, I'm told that most parents have comforted their children by saying take it easy, but I mean that's not what they've told their children for the last few years, you know, before getting to the Gaokao stage, is it? It's extremely competitive and so forth.
And I think, oh, okay, let me just get to Draco's message before I voice my own opinions. Draco sent us a picture with another interesting slogan. It says, if you don't study hard, how do you support your women? And it's women in plural forms. So
her young looks very shocked.
Yeah, well, what about the women? I mean, what do they do? I mean...The Gaokao, female Gaokao takers.
Yeah. I don't like
Your
the logic.
Men.
I don't like the logic behind it. It seems to say that if you, you know, have a good Gaokao score, you will earn enough money and you can have as many mistresses as you want.
Well, he's not saying that. It's a good
it's
message.
It's the implication.
Draco. Fei Chang Hao, Draco. I'm with you on that one. Even though these two aren't.
I think I understand what Draco is saying, but there's something very interesting going on here. I can understand there's huge pressure for Chinese students to take the Gaokao and do well. But I think in these extreme situations, when their parents, their teachers, they all want to drum up enthusiasm and keep the students going for months and years to achieve well in Gaokao. And then I think so many things, civilized things, have been just unmasked. And then it's like, We're assuming that there are some very real pragmatic reasons that should be able to drive these students. And I just think there's something very plausible going on here. So is it women? Is it money? Is it higher status? That are the only things that keep you driven? I think this is often what is being publicized here.
Well, I think you need to be... realistically, if you go to university, then you will earn more money. I mean, that's the simple link between it. So, yes, I mean, there are links to all those things, I think, really, that you just mentioned. Yep. I mean, there are. And, you know, if you want to have the best future possible, then unless you're someone like one of these entrepreneurs that drops out of school, like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or those sorts of people. I don't know about the Chinese entrepreneurs, what their history was in terms of that. But I don't think that some of those Chinese entrepreneurs, they're not great, you know, I don't think they went to prestigious universities. They worked hard, and they were what's called street smart. You know, they saw a need for something, and they went out and worked hard and produced it. So, but generally, for the rest of us, you know, education is the way to improve our lives, and that's what needs to be emphasized, really.
Yeah, it is true. Cruelly true, but on the other hand, if you put it so blatantly out there that if you go to a good university, then you get money and you get women and you get to be the alumni with President Xi Jinping or Premier Li Keqiang, which again, some of these do emphasize, then it's still sending out the wrong value.
Well, no one said you'll get women. I mean, that's something you said.
That's the mistress thing, the women thing.
That's something you said. I mean, women, girls go to university too, don't they? But the other things, though, I mean, it is true. You know, you'll do better in life if you get a good education. I mean, that's what they really need to emphasize. But I think it's emphasized enough during the teenage years anyway, by the parents, drumming it into their child, you know, day after day. You know, you must work hard for a good future. Heyoung's nodding.
Yeah, I just realized that in provinces that have even more fierce competition when it comes to Gaokao entries, they seem to have the really aggressive and the more scolding kind of slogans. And I think there's a connection between, you know, where there seems to be more competition and scarce opportunities, and then
yes,
there seems to be more of a need of drive of these students, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Koyi has an interesting explanation of Draco's message. Again, these two are interacting with each other.
It's not the first time.
No, it's not. So Koyi says probably what he means is, you know, you study for your Audi, your wife's Audi, and your kids' Oreo cookies. You know, something like that. Yeah, I don't know how these two sentences are related to each other, but, you know, good interpretation.
No, he's saying that when Draco referred to the women, you know, in your life, he's saying it's your wife and your daughter.
Future kids, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And,
yeah. I think
Draco, I know what you meant, Draco.
Yeah, you seem to be soulmates to Draco. But here, I think with these slogans, for someone who don't know anything about China, probably would be shocked and assume that, wow, this must be a country that has so much emphasis put on just this one examination. And I think to some extent it is true in China, but not entirely true. Like what Mark was saying earlier, I think maybe since the last decade, Gaokao has become less of a
life-determining examination
for people, because there are other ways to socially, you know, mobilize yourself in the social ladder. But But I don't, I'm a little, shaky in my position here because I feel that for us average people who might not have, you know, the super rich dad or the bunch of connections that sometimes your family has, then maybe this is still something that is worth banking a lot on. And
I think it is. I mean, the Gaokao is still very, very important, isn't it? If you, you know, if you don't do well in that, then your future is going to go in a direction which could lead to you being less happy, less successful. Well, mainly it's about doing what you want to do in life instead of what you're sort of forced to do by circumstances. Mm. You know, if you get a good Gaokao score, go to a university, and then you can make your choices. You don't have to do a job that requires a degree, but you then have the choice. It's all about having as many choices in life as possible.
I like your interpretation, Mark. It's basically about more choices of jobs and more choices of, you know, doing things you like. And also, I know a lot of people are emphasizing that, you know, the Gaokao system in China is horrible. You know, it puts too much pressure on kids. But don't forget that even in Western countries, in developed countries, this equivalent of Gaokao still puts a lot of pressure on students in those countries as well. I mean, if you want to go to a top university anywhere, you have to study very hard.
That is
true. No matter where you are.
That is true. But I think it's not extreme as what we see in China still. So, yeah, I do sympathize with these youngsters who actually are in that Gaokao hot cooking pot of academia.
Yeah, and let me read out some messages before we move on. For example, Vivian says those slogans have never worked for me. You cannot change someone unless they themselves want to be changed. And she also said she remembered that famous Heng Shui High School had such a slogan, 清华北大在我脚下. So sort of, I'm treading on the road to Tsinghua and Peking universities. And also, Shou Hu Mike said that the slogans didn't work for me, but there was one thing that touched me. It was in senior three, and there was a test in which everyone performed badly. But then one teacher said to another teacher, don't give up. The future of these kids are actually in our hands. And it was at the time that she realized that it was a very touching thing that even the teachers felt that the future of these children depend on them. So that kind of inspired her to study harder even.